بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, with today's date being the 17th of Ramadan, we are reminded of a very momentous occasion in Islamic history, a very major military campaign that had taken place in Islam, the Battle of Badr, which took place 1445 years ago in the second year after Hijrah. There is no time for us to go into the details regarding the build-up and the lead-up to the Battle of Badr. But we all are well aware that this was an occasion in which the divine assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was witnessed. The Muslim army, comprised of 313 men, very ill-equipped, taking on an enemy of 1,000 men armed to their teeth. The Muslim army, just 2 horses and 70 camels, taking on an enemy where perhaps every soldier had a conveyance to himself. And yet despite this, against all the odds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance came down and a resounding victory was given to the Muslims against the Quraysh. And this particular incident and battle became the catalyst for what would eventually become Fath Makkah, the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama, 6 years later, and the growth and the spread of Islam. But together with this being an expedition where we find collective brilliance from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there were many moments of individual brilliance as well, where these noble men who had given their lives, their sweat, their tears, their time to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, displayed what they were made of, what they were capable of, their caliber in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will just mention a few incidents that had taken place in this battle. One is the story of Sa'ad bin Khaythama radiallahu anhu and his father. They were from the Ansar and they were very eager to join Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to contribute to the Battle of Badr. Father and son both had a desire to join Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. So the father Khaythama, he says to his son that you sit this one out, you take care of the woman folk at home, and allow me to join Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, the son, very respectfully says to his father that, oh my father, if it was anything other than Jannah at stake, I would have given you preference and I would have allowed you to join Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I would have seen to everything at home. But this is an opportunity for me to secure my akhirah. And therefore I insist that I want to join him. Unsure of what to do, they decide to draw lots. And Allah's decision is such, the name of Sa'ad bin Khaythama comes out, the son. And he eventually then goes and joins the Battle of Badr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with martyrdom. 1 year later, in the Battle of Uhud, the father Khaythama, he comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He says to him, Ya Rasulullah, 1 year ago in Badr, it was my desire to join you. But Allah's decision was such, my son Sa'ad joined you. Allah blessed him with martyrdom. And I have continued to be envious of him. I have continued to wish that it was me in his place. Ya Rasulullah, last night I saw my son in a dream. And he said to me, O my father, can you not see the bounties of Jannah that I am enjoying? When will you come to join me? I have found the promise of my Rabb to be true. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I ask you to make dua for my martyrdom. And I ask you to make dua that Allah allows me to join my son in Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam makes dua for him. And 1 year after the Battle of Badr, in the Battle of Uhud, the father Khaythama radiallahu anhu, Allah blesses him with shahadat. Father and son in 2 years, both give their life for the sake of Allah. Inspiration for the youngsters, we have the incident of Umair bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, the younger brother of Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. He, muarrikhin say, he was approximately 16 years of age. And somebody noticed him in the build-up to the Battle of Badr, ducking and diving, trying to hide. So somebody asks him that, O Umair, what are you up to? He says, I am afraid that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will see me in the army. And because of my young age, he may ask me to go back home. But I am very eager to be part of this campaign. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, prior to reaching Badr, he inspected his troops and he comes across Umair bin Abi Waqqas. And because of his young age, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam does say to him, that, O Umair, I feel that you should go back home. this young boy begins to cry. And he insists, Ya Rasulullah, I want to be a part of this campaign. Eventually, due to his crying, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam relents. Umair bin Abi Waqqas is allowed to join. And he too is blessed with shahadat, with martyrdom. And then we have the incident of Haritha bin Suraqa. And here we see as parents, the zeal, the desire that was in the heart of the parent, that my child's life must be sacrificed for deen. Haritha bin Suraqa is drinking water. And the enemy fires an arrow at him and takes his life. His mother, Rubayy', comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam after the Battle of Badr. And she says, O Nabi of Allah, will you not give me some report back regarding my son? If you say to me that he has secured his Jannah, sabartu, then I will bear this with sabr, with patience. And O Nabi of Allah, if you say to me otherwise, then I will allow my tears to be dua for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to her, that don't you know that there are many Jannats? Your son has already secured the highest level of Jannah. These were the individuals, my dear brothers. They displayed their zeal, their courage. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, years later, when Hatib bin Abi Balta'a was intercepted on his way to Makkah Mukarrama, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned regarding those who took part in Badr, as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said to them, that due to your participation in this campaign, now you lead your life in whichever way you want, Allah has already forgiven you. These were individuals of the highest caliber. What is the lesson for us? We are the fruits of this garden. And therefore, it is an appeal that we make every year. Today is a weekend as well, we have extra time. Let us take out 5 minutes, 10 minutes, let our ta'aleem at home be the Battle of Badr. We have many books of seerah. Seeratul Mustafa is an excellent kitab. It is available in hard copy, in PDF form. We can download the kitab, do some ta'aleem at home. Let our children, let our families be inspired by these individuals so that we have that intention to emulate the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.